You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Of course, today is June the 1st, which might be hard for you to believe, but I'll tell you who it's really hard for them to believe are news anchors who just...
It is June 1st.
Cannot believe it, can you?
You believe it is June 1st already?
Hard to believe it's June already, right?
Hard to believe June 1st is already here.
Hard to believe today is June 1st.
I can't believe it's already June.
Can you believe it's June 1st already?
It's hard to believe it's June 1st.
Hard to believe it's June 1st.
I can't believe it's June.
I know, June 1st.
I cannot believe it's June 1st.
Cannot believe that it's already June 1st.
Hard to believe it's June already.
It's June.
It is June.
Can you believe it's June already?
No, it's unbelievable.
Can you believe it?
That we were in June?
May went by quickly. It
Holy
really did.
Cow.
May went by quickly. It really did. Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
It's really funny. So
I will say there is 206 days, 16 hours, and 58 minutes until Christmas.
Hey!
I was actually down in the basement the other day cleaning some stuff up, and then we've got the Christmas tree down there, you know, because we don't take it down. We just keep it up and wrap it.
Yeah.
And I was looking at it going, you son of a, you're going to be up in like 4 months. I just took you down.
We're the same way, although we have to take the top of it off, the top part of the fake tree, because to fit it in a certain space, but so its head comes off. But
we just
what'd you say, 206 days?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, I already closed it. Yeah, there, 206 days. Oh, God.
So talk to me about this toxic trait.
Yeah, so it happened yet again the other day. I was trying to have, well, I wasn't trying to have, my wife, Knickknack, was trying to have a serious conversation with me about something going on in our world. And of course, I was sitting there as she was trying to tell me this. And I got a, you know, a smirk on my face, and I'm cracking jokes, and I'm not taking this serious at all. And it was a fairly serious situation. And she got in my kitchen about it. She's like, you never take things seriously. I just want to have a normal conversation with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reflecting on that, and I came to the conclusion that that is a toxic personality trait of mine, is that I don't take anything seriously. And a majority of it is I blame this job for it because, you know, that's what we do in the morning. We tend to take a comedic look at things a little more lightheartedly, and it bleeds over into my personal life constantly. And I am just now wired to where I can't take anything seriously. The jokes are spinning in my head. I'm thinking of other things, you know, and she hates it.
That's entirely possible that you can blame it on the job, but it's also possible that maybe there's
a
psychosis involved that you...
It's me. It is me.
No, but what I'm saying is I'm trying to get to why this is you, and it could be a fear of dealing with harsh realities. In other words,
it could be.
That's your defense mechanism is that
I just like being
rather
funny.
No, but there's a psychology involved with that, and there's nothing wrong with it. But that's how your brain deals with negative things: is you put up a shield of humor.
It could be, or it could just generally be. I was born with a comical personality trait. I was the class clown. I did a lot of funny things in high school. I've always been the prankster, the jokester in the family.
Yeah,
you know, it's just who I am
deeper.
And who I'm wired, how I'm wired. And I think this show has accentuated that. This
That's
career
possible.
Path has. No, it totally has. I know it has. Shut up. 100%. What's your toxic personality trait? You have to dig deeper on everything?
I like to dig deep.
You
I didn't
do.
Used to, but I've have more fun with dealing with the psychology behind things and why we are the way we are. But I don't think that's a toxic personality trait. My toxic personality trait is I have little tolerance for stupidity. And I know that doesn't sit well with a lot of people. And it's not an I'm superior thing at all. It's just, I would just like to see people at a base level.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you don't have to be, I'm not asking everybody to be freaking Einstein.
Yeah, but that's never going to happen. That's not...
I know.
You're always going to have stupid people.
That's why I realize that it's a toxic personality trait of mine. I cannot tolerate morons. and it shows in the things that I say and the way that I act, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. But, you know, I don't know. You'd have to look at my, you know, psychology. What is it in me that, you know, is like that? Like, you don't want to take things seriously. I don't want to tolerate stupidity.
Yeah.
Like, what causes us to be
that way? I just
want
to make people laugh. And
well, all right.
Tom,
I just
will
want
look
people
down
to read
on
a book
you
every once in a while. You know?
What else you got? You eat too much peanut butter.
Too much peanut butter. I also dislike child actors.
Yes, you do.
So that's a toxic personality trait. You know, if there's a child actor on a show, I'm out.
Right.
It's like, ugh.
Because in turn, you think they're stupid.
No, they're not talented yet. They're just...
Really?
They're bad. Child actors are bad. 9 out of 10. I'm going
to
say there are unicorns out there. You know, anytime you talk about something like this, someone went, well,
what about Elliot from E.T.?
Well, yeah, okay. This is not
11. What about 11 from Stranger Things? She's so good.
So, yeah, people can always find the one thing and they think that ruins the entire, you know, premise. No, it doesn't. So, yeah, 1 out of 10 child actors are pretty good.
All right.
To the extent that when I see one, I'll even comment, oh, my God, that's a child actor who's actually okay.
Quite convincing. So you want to open the phone up?
I want to open the phones, and I want people to admit what their toxic trait is.
Right. You know deep down that this is your problem, or really somebody could have come up to you and been like my wife and say, I hate this about you. I hate this part of your personality.
Yeah, it might have been pointed out to you by people. And at times, you know, we push back. We get all defensive, like, I'm not that way. But eventually you reach a point, a stage in your life where you just embrace
it. You're like,
it.
Oh, my God,
yeah.
I do
like,
deny
Jeremy
everything,
is now
don't
embracing.
I
can't take things seriously.
I can't.
I'm
never
embracing
will.
That I don't like stupid people. That's our thing.
That's where we land.
Jeremy was asking a question this morning. What are people's toxic traits? We've admitted ours. Listeners now writing in with theirs. Margo says, I can't let anyone finish a sentence. I always jump in and finish what they're saying. I know I do it. I know it's obnoxious, and I do it anyway.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, you shouldn't do that. It's annoying.
I wonder if it almost becomes a challenge after a while. If somebody's speaking to you, if you try to figure out how they're going to end the sentence and you just say it. That's weird.
That is weird.
What else is going on?
Oh, my God. There's a buttload of them coming in through Facebook, so I'm going to try to zip through most of these. Ronnie says, I have an aggressive tone. Even when I don't know I'm doing it, I'm very blunt. It's a work in progress.
That's funny.
I have an aggressive tone.
I have resting, you know what, face.
Yes, you do. You totally do.
Even when I'm the happiest I've ever been, I don't have like a big smile on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a neutral look on my face. When people think that I'm upset or something, I'm like, no, everything's great.
Just my face.
It's just the way my face is. I don't just sit and grin all the time. You know?
Similar to that, Rob says my toxic trait is that I'm grumpy probably 90% of the time.
Well,
thank
I
you,
can
Rob.
Honestly say I am not grumpy at all. I just have that face.
Just that look, man.
It's just my face.
Gabriella says my toxic personality trait is getting mad when my boyfriend doesn't read my mind. Okay. Yeah. He can't really do that, you guys.
That's funny.
Christy says, my toxic trait is thinking I can get ready for an event in 30 minutes or less, when in reality, I need at least an hour.
That's great.
I've got four more. Frankie says, my toxic personality trait is finding a new project or hobby and going all in, getting burnt out super quick, quitting, and starting on something new. It's a vicious, vicious cycle.
Yes.
Dale just wrote in and said, I'm a know-it-all. Okay, Dale, very good. Two more. V said, going to bed too late every night and then struggling to get up, which leads to another toxic trait of mine, which is running late. Very good, V. And then Carrie wrote in and said, my toxic trait is I won't let you clean because it's not clean unless I clean it, but then I yell at you for not cleaning.